Hey guys, welcome to Love Success. I'm your host Laurie and we're going to talk about 12 ways to turn a dream into reality. Now, becoming a successful person is not about being super perfect at it, and path of any success has some kind of setback and failures in today's world and self-doubt. Requiring any concept, we gotta persevere, dedication and hunger to learn. So it's not about acquiring knowledge, the skills. It's all about transformative journey of mindset. It requires a shift in perspective and rewiring your beliefs. You're cultivating an entrepreneurial mindset as well. And if you aspire to be an entrepreneur, hoping to make it big in your own business, well, here are some tips and tricks, okay? 12 keys to achieve your goal. Now, one, if you don't know or figure it out, just figure it out. When you start something, you got to work out how you're going to do it, where you want to go with it, tackle all those challenges with direction, finding that solution, and finding out what's going to work and what doesn't. Embracing the unknowledge and trust that you're in your ability to find out. Number two, don't be afraid to take the risk. So I'll say it again. Don't be afraid to take a risk. These are all taking bold actions. You often find yourself outside your comfort zone, and that is where the real magic happens, okay? Now, number three, treat others how you want to be treated. Having more respect for each other is so important. Treat others with respect, empathy, and fairness. By creating a positive work environment, fostering trust, you're establishing good relationships with your workmates as well. And in general, just being more respectful towards others, and it will bring positive energy into the work environment of your own journey. Number four, never burn bridges. We all have something. Now, path, you know, take a high road, because you're never going to cross someone's path again. But handling a negative situation with professionalism and respect helps you preserve the reputation and keep the door open for future opportunities. You just don't know what's out there and any possibility could come your way. So don't burn all those bridges unless you really have to. Number five, always ask what's working and what isn't. I learned that myself. You've got to have strategies and find means and ways around it so that you can work on what works and what doesn't and thriving your business or whatever in that concept. It's the same thing with music. What thrives, what doesn't. So my most popular one is Chill In My Vein. And that one thrived like crazy, and that became a vinyl record. Number six, create a vision board. Having a vision is so crucial to what you want to succeed in. So number seven, know the why that drives you to succeed. Knowing your purpose and driving force behind your journey is crucial. Okay, and number eight is failing. Embracing your fails is not the end. It's an opportunity for growth. You learn and grow from any negative experience or situation. Number nine, your health is the most valuable concept in your whole life. It's easy to neglect physical and mental well-being. But when you're really running a business or something in your life, you really need to look after yourself mentally, physically, and emotionally. Self-care is important. So important for resilience, because you know, if you neglect yourself, you're going to end up mentally unwell and you're going to end up probably committing suicide, which is not ideal. Not ideal at all. I know from experience, because I lost 2 siblings to suicide, and your mental health is so important to look after. It's not funny. So number 10, celebrate all wins, big or small. Doesn't matter how small the accomplishment is, you're acknowledging and celebrating each and every one of it. Because, you know, when I went through the music industry, I embraced every success I went through in life. And embracing that was so crucial. And that was a beautiful experience because, you know, I never thought I would ever have this opportunity with a vinyl record as well. So these little successes matter. So make sure you embrace that and be grateful for them. Okay. And being grateful, number 11, being grateful for where you are currently in your life. Number 12, doing the best you can is not being perfect, because being perfect doesn't help us. Perfectionism is not helping us with our opportunities in life. You know, it's just making it a lot harder to achieve our goals. So really, transition from being a dreamer to achiever is know that success doesn't happen overnight. It requires our work towards it, our resilience and mindset focused on growth. And following this advice, I think you will learn and grow from your own experience as well. I hope this helps you guys to really embrace this concept in your own journey and grow from it. Being a successful person in life, that's what it's about, having life success. I hope this helps, and I'll catch you on the next episode.